Starting in early April, Idaho Republican State Representative Heather Scott, who represents Bonner County, urged her constituents to do just that. The lying Trump-hating media, who continues to push global and socialist agendas, has told us there is an emergency, Scott says in an April 2 video update sent through her official legislative account. The governor had bought into this frenzy by issuing stay-at-home guidelines, she said, and they would not end without public pressure. Such calls to action worry health officials like Murley of the Idaho North Central District Public Health Department, in part because she knows they will fall on fertile ground in her five rural counties where the natural social distancing of life makes many feel immune. Many are thinking this is not a big deal. Being isolated is their lifestyle, she says. The conundrum is that while the danger for rural counties is real and growing, outbreaks are very hard to predict. The tools that would help, testing and contact tracing, remain sparse. Until they become available, the only certainty is the vulnerability of the residents. Murley's five counties have the largest elderly population in the state, but just 15 ICU beds. As of May 4th, her district had a total of 69 cases, 16 of them just in the previous week, and 13 deaths. Her department has prepared for a late wave, she tells Time, using the weeks of Governor Little's stay-at-home order to attempt to stock protective gear and prepare their health system as much as possible. For many of their residents, a surge in cases will mean death. We just have nothing to offer them. No vaccines, no treatment, she says. We're still waiting for our bomb to hit. Even as President Trump touted early opening in rural areas, federal health officials funded mitigation measures against the outbreaks expected there. On April 22nd, the Department of Health and Human Services announced it would award $165 million in extra funds to 1,779 small rural hospitals to combat the pandemic, as well as additional resources to 14 telehealth resource centers. Roughly $2.3 million of that will go to programs in Idaho, $3.9 million to Kentucky, $5.4 million to Nebraska, and $5.1 million to Oklahoma. Federal guidance has been a mixed bag. According to Robert Redfield, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, reopening the U.S. will be a careful, data-driven, county-by-county approach designed to balance public health and the need to restart the economy. In some regions, the need to balance risk is pretty clear. Small towns like Mangum that have suffered outbreaks have found themselves shunned by their neighbors. All the little towns around us started saying, "Don't go to Mangum," and I don't blame them, says Mayor Scott.